Bruce Van Dyke, along with Craig Adams. It's the WEOL Morning Show. I know Veterans Day has passed, but it's always nice to hear a little bit of some military-style music. And if you're interested in something relating to the military, a very special event is coming up on November 22nd. That is the day for the Black River Stamp Club's show. And this year they have a special theme honoring veterans. And to talk about that is the club president, Helen Kopp. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning to you and to all the listeners out there in WEOL land.
So how did the idea to kind of go with a military theme this year come about for you?
Well, we take a vote every year on the theme of the show, and I threw out some ideas because we had some anniversaries this year. We had the 100th anniversary of the beginning of the World War I. Unfortunately, there's none of those veterans left. They're all gone. And someone suggested that we honor the World War II veterans. And we're kind of in a hurry to do it because there's not many of them left either. Most a lot of them are in their 80s, 90s. I imagine there's a few out there in their hundreds, too. But we wanted to take this opportunity to thank them for their service.
So how do you tie that in with the stamp collecting?
Collecting is a very interesting hobby. Just about any topic you can think of has been depicted on stamps. Some people are topical collectors. They'll collect things like animals, flowers, birds, music. And we have a bunch of stamps that were issued in honor of veterans and soldiers and various wars. For instance, this year we're in the middle of the celebration of the War of 1812.
Helen, regardless of the topic, category, genre, do you have a favorite stamp?
A favorite stamp? Well, that's hard to say. I'd like to start with the story of what got me into stamp collecting when I was 12 years old.
Sure.
I saw a stamp on an envelope that had come in my parents' mail, and I just thought it was beautiful. My dad loved space. He was a man who had a college education in the 50s, and he loved to follow the space race. And the topic of the stamp was Project Mercury, which was the first manned flight that NASA did in this country. And it was a beautiful stamp showing the Mercury capsule floating over the surface of the Earth. And it was done in this navy blue color with this beautiful, like, yellow and cream. And the nice thing about stamps that were printed at that time was they did a type of printing called intaglio, which is the opposite of a cameo. Instead of cutting into a surface, you raise something up on a surface. And when you run your finger across the stamp, you can actually feel the ridges of the ink. And that got me started. I started collecting all kinds of commemoratives off of the common mail that came in and soaking them off. And eventually my mom got me a stamp album, and she would collect stamps for me, and my brothers and sisters would collect stamps for me, and I would start buying little tiny packets because you could easily find them in the dime stores at the time. That doesn't happen anymore. A lot of hobby shops have done away with it, but it's still a fascinating hobby, one that's very easy to get into. Kids can start this hobby the same way. Just collect the stamps off the envelopes that come in the mail.
We're talking this morning to Helen Kopp. She's the president, club president of the Black River Stamp Club. I was wondering, because when I saw your name, Helen, I'm thinking a woman stamp collector? That's pretty rare, even like, as from what I can tell. Usually I think of young boys, or you have older men that are collecting stamps that they've had for a career. It's kind of unique, I think, in a sense. Do you find it?
Actually, the first stamp collector that we know of was a woman. It's like a lot of things. Women would get interested in some things, and then men would get interested, too. It's like, golf is the same way. Women played golf first, and then it kind of became a man's hobby. There are some women, not a lot, as compared to men, but it does happen, and I can't say much more than that.
Well, sure. Well,
it's just the way things turned out.
And you talk about how you kind of started as young. Where do you sort of see the future of stamp collecting? Because you mentioned how, and I remember the days where you get a stamp that would cut a lot. And first of all, there's not a lot of mail that comes in as much as use of the stamps. There's a lot of those stamps that are the forever stamps that sort of are now around. So the unique stamps with some great picture of it or that comes from somewhere else with a strange postmark, that doesn't seem to happen as much.
I guess that's true, but there still are opportunities to collect foreign issues. Some kids still, I don't know if they still do now, but there are foreign pen pals to be had. And a young person can easily acquire a foreign pen pal and request that they put different stamps on the mail. And that's another way to collect. And also, stamps are more expensive nowadays. When I was growing up, it was 3 cents to put a stamp on a first-class letter and get it mailed. Now it's I've even lost track. I think it's 47 cents now. They don't put the price on the forever stamps anymore because they increase the price of the stamps and they have to get approval from Congress to raise the price, and then they have to send the order to the printer with the correct denomination on it. So this is why the Postal Service went to a forever stamp. And a forever stamp is still a stamp, and you can use it as long as we have a postal system in this country. The United States is a little different from many countries. Many countries will withdraw an issue after a period of time. You cannot buy that stamp new. You cannot use it as postage. But the United States will always honor a postage stamp that has not been used as postage once you apply it to an envelope.
So when I go in my drawer and I find these 1 cent stamps, 3 cents leftover ones, I can kind of put them together to total the amount that I need to mail a letter and it's
well, put them on a larger package that requires a few cents, and when you go to the post office, get it weighed and metered, they'll take that little bit of the cost off because you have the stamps on it. We don't have those makeup stamps anymore. They're not really issued because there's no need for them now that we have forever stamps.
Helen, what's the secret? What's the best way to get a stamp off an envelope?
Some people are using vinegar to get these self-stickers off. If you have other questions, you can come to the show on Saturday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., and you can talk to some of the experts there. All of the collectors are willing to share their information and their knowledge that they've acquired from years and years of collecting postage stamps and postcards and other items that are related to a philately, which is the name of stamp collecting.
It's going to be taking place at St. Jude School Hall on Poplar Street in Elyria. You said again from 10 until 5.
Right.
This coming Saturday. And I wanted to talk a little bit about first day covers. Are they still doing those sort of things?
Yes, people still do. In fact, the first day of issue is announced by the United States Postal Service. And if you want to collect first day covers, you can send in a self-addressed envelope, unstamped. You have to pay for the cost of the stamp. And send it to the post office that's doing the first day cancellation. And they will affix the stamp and apply a special first day of issue cancellation on the stamp. And it will be mailed to you.
And then you'll have it to display, to show. I'm excited, by the way, because they've got Rudolph on the Christmas stamps this year.
This particular Christmas stamp is a vending machine stamp. And not all post offices offer the vending machine stamp. Many of them do. And that is special for Christmas. But we also have the standard Madonna and Child issue. And usually there is a festive issue like poinsettia, or a few years ago we had nutcrackers. Last year there were gingerbread houses, very colorful stamps that just make collecting fun. In fact, I had a Girl Scout leader approach me. She was going to have a project with some seniors at a retirement community, and she was going to make Christmas ornaments featuring postage stamps. I said, would you like some Christmas stamps, because I had just gotten a donation. We're going to have a kids' table at the show to encourage children to come. They can help themselves to all the stamps they want for nothing. They can just take bags full home if they would like to. But she said that this was for ornaments. I said, well, let's make it Christmas stamps. And I sorted out a bunch of the Christmas stamps out of the donation that I had for the kids' table, and I gave her a big bag of Christmas stamps for her project.
And it allows, and it's the thing with stamps, you have so many of them, and a lot of times you talk about donations. If someone has a family member maybe who has a collection, and maybe they're trying to unload the collection, do something with them, how do they know what they have as far as value, and what's a good way to kind of assess, you know, what someone's collection is worth or what they should do with it?
Well, stamps are graded based on the quality. So if it's a used stamp, a light cancellation is preferred. They don't want any creases on the stamp or any of the perforations torn off. A good way to find out if it is worth anything, or if maybe you want to sell it to somebody, come to the stamp show. The dealers there will take a look at it. They can give you a cursory look and tell you roughly what condition the stamps are in, if they are saleable. Every month at our stamp club meeting, which is on the first Friday of every month at 7:30 at Harvest Christian Church in Elyria, we have an auction. The members will bring various old collections. Some of the dealers will have stuff for sale. And you can put this in the auction and see if somebody buys it.
And see if someone else enjoys it, too. Because as you mentioned at the start, sometimes your stamp collecting starts because, not because of a value of something, but because you just like the way the stamp looked, because they are mini pieces of art.
It's fun, and this is what attracted me. I like the artful design, I like the beauty of the stamps, and I kind of favored stamps from France. France has always had an aesthetic related to their stamps, and they continue to use that beautiful intaglio printing on their stamps. The colors are gorgeous. The nice thing about stamp collecting is it can be a family hobby. It brings a family together. It is educational. You can learn, for instance, what other countries call themselves. You know, Germany doesn't call itself Germany. It calls itself Deutschland. Russia is an unpronounceable word, because it has a Cyrillic alphabet. It's a different alphabet. And don't even ask me what Albania calls itself. I have been mystified by how to pronounce that name ever since I saw it. But it is a great way to learn what other countries hold special to their hearts and what kind of face they want to put forward to the other world. Because it's very, very obvious in stamps. When you have a totalitarian regime during the communist years, these communist countries were issuing stamps with tractors on them and farmers and peasants and all the workers. And it made for kind of a dull stamp collecting experience. But then you'll see a country like Japan, which seems to put its best face forward, and it puts on all this beautiful art on its stamps, as does modern-day China. India is another fascinating country because it's so huge and they issue a lot of stamps every year. You see what is it about this country? What do they hold special? And you can learn that just by collecting these stamps.
And you can learn all about this and even talk to Helen, because you'll be there for sure.
I will.
This coming Saturday, the Black River Stamp Club honors World War II and other military veterans. Something special for them? Do you have?
Yes. All of the World War II vets will be receiving a special stamped cached cover. And what a cached cover is, there is artwork featured on the envelope, and it will have a special cancellation, and we are going to be using the Medal of Honor stamp on that. So all World War II vets that come will receive this little token from us.
Is there a show admission for people if they're coming out to the show?
It's free.
Okay.
That's the best price as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Save your money to buy the stamps that you have there, too.
We hope to have other World War II displays there. I don't know if any of the guys will be bringing a uniform, but we did ask some of them to bring some of the World War II uniforms. There will be some V-mail there, so you can see how these soldiers communicated with their loved ones back home. It was considered a patriotic duty of every citizen who had a a son or daughter in the military to send mail to them because it was an important part of maintaining morale to the troops that were fighting on both fronts.
It's the Stamp Club. It's the 51st anniversary for your Black River Stamp Club.
Yes, it is. We've been around a while.
Yes.
Bob Frederick, the late Bob Frederick, used to be the president and a columnist for the Chronicle-Telegram. He was replaced by Jim Standen. Jim Standen recently retired, and Dennis Sadowski had his first column earlier this month.
And
so
again,
you can always learn something from the column, too.
Exactly. And with the Internet, too, you can kind of research different things and just take a look at the stamp collecting worldwide as well. It's the Black River Stamp Club honoring World War II and other military veterans at their annual show this November 22nd, this Saturday, from 10 to 5. It'll be at St. Jude School Hall at 590 Poplar Street. Our guest, Helen Kopp, the president. Thanks for sharing the great information. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and I hope to see a crowd.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.